And now this is a dictation for Maxine, M-A-X-I-N-E, Benner, B as in boy, E-N-N-E-R, November 1142. Address as a letter to Dr. Michael Stack, S-T-A-C-K, 875-5023. Dear Dr. Stack, post-hospital follow-up for Mrs. Benner. She has progressive chronic kidney disease with negative urine sample without evidence of active inflammatory process. She's following a low salt diet. She is Dr. Berlin, B-E-R-L-I-N for cardiology. Denies vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, or changes in urination. Presently no edema. Stable dyspnea, no oxygen, no chest pain palpitation, chronic orthopnea 30 degrees. Other review system is negative. Next paragraph, weights at home presently between 162, 163. Blood pressure at home in the 150s, 170s, over 60s to 80s. Medication review, I will highlight the Coric. Lasix. Norvas isosorbide, losartan HCTC. Next paragraph, on physical exam, weight 167, blood pressure 150 over 50 on the left, lungs appears clear, atrial fibrillation, no gross ascites, although some distension, minor edema, non-focal. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries are from March 11, creatinine at 1.17, appears to be new steady state representing a GFR 47 stage 3, a normal sodium, potassium acid base, low normal albumin, normal calcium, anemia down to 9.4, normal white blood cell, low platelet count, low normal ferritin iron saturation, phosphorus was not included on that sample, recent thyroid studies normal, recent urine analysis negative for blood and protein. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. CKD stage 3, clinically not symptomatic, no symptoms of urine encephalopathy, pericarditis. CHF appears well compensated, diastolic type. Blood pressure remains in the upper side systolic. She has a history of pancytopenia. No active bleeding. Monitor for potential EPO treatment. Monitor phosphorus and PTH for mineral bone abnormalities and secondary hyperparathyroidism. Chemistry on a regular basis. Avoid anti-inflammatory agents. No activity in the urine to suggest glomerulonephritis or vasculitis. I highlighted the patient that she's on two diuretics, HCTC, as well as Lasix. There was a question concern for liver disease, but the most recent abdominal ultrasound, liver appears normal, although spleen is relatively large at 12.8, kidneys without obstruction. Also discussed with the patient, end of dictation.